The true value of a woman. The true value of a woman. We finished up our series with a blitz last week on the ABCs. All because of Christ, I can do all things. We're moving now to building families up. Over the next several weeks, we're going to be speaking on the family, encouraging you in your family relationships. We can all use this. It works in all kinds of areas. We'll talk about, you know, obviously today, women, husbands. We'll talk about husbands and wives, relationships. We'll talk about finances in the home, stuff like that, important stuff. Amen? And how to have relationships with others. We'll be talking about that over the next several weeks. Okay? Building you up as a family. Look at that. That's a generation, isn't it? Look at that. The true value of a what? I need you with me. Everybody's got to be with me. Everybody's with me. Got it? Yes or no? If you ain't with me, do something. Look around at people that ain't with me. Do that to them. How about this? Come on. The true value of a... There we go. Here we go. Let's go with the message. True value. How many shops at the True Value here in Englewood? Amen. That's a great hardware store. I've been doing it ever since I was about 20 years old. Sometimes, yeah, a little bit higher on some things, but they're so convenient to go get it when you need it. And sometimes you can just buy one, and that's sort of nice. Amen. When I didn't need all of them. Amen. Come on. But anyway, True Value. True Value Hardware, their slogan is this. Say it with me. Start and start. One more time. Start and start. One more time. Start and start. We're going to talk about value and the value of family over this series. But today, the true value of who? Of a woman. So often when we're searching what really matters, and by the way, this Lord help me with this message this week. We come up with our own stuff. We read the scriptures. And this week I pulled in Dina, who's the lady on our staff that takes care of public relations and outreach. She's worked with me for 25 years. And we have that kind of relationship. She can just come in, because I know her boys, I know her life, she knows my life, and we can just talk. And that's such a blessing for Fellowship Church to have a woman like that who can speak to the pastor. You understand? This is very, very valuable for all of us, because I don't have all understanding and all knowing. Okay? So I had her sit with me for about an hour. We talked as we're putting this series together. So often when we're searching for what really matters, we don't start right like True Value says. We start what? Wrong. Amen? And we don't start with value and valuing ourselves and who we are as a person, but we go to the wrong what? Places for what? And we wonder why our life is screwed up and why we don't matter. We're going to talk about that in this series. Starting right and starting here. Starting with God. Amen? We'll talk about it. Let's go now. So true value. That's where we're heading. Now today's message, the true value of a... Now y'all alive with me, all right? You okay or not? It's early for this, isn't it? If you're visiting today, I can see. He's like, gosh, the guy's itchy. Yeah, I am. I like it. Come on, here we go. A woman is, this isn't deep, a daughter, a sister, girlfriend, she's an aunt, a wife, a mother, and this is just me. I mean, you can go on and list other things that women do, that's for sure. But a woman is an incredible person. And we celebrate you today. I know it's Mother's Day, but not everybody's a mother in this room, but we celebrate you today as a woman. We want you to know the true value from God's Word. You're listening to me. We want you to leave here today knowing that you are valued and the true value of who you are according to the Word of God. Amen? So let's look. Here we go. Wow. Do you ever what? You don't sound like it. Do you ever what? There you go. Sounding better. Who can find, Proverbs 31, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above, say it with me, rubies. What a great scripture. Who can find a virtuous woman? Or when you found a virtuous woman, you found someone whose price is far above rubies. Well, here's Gary's translation for you. This is the ONGT. Here we go. There is nothing more incredible than a good woman. Her true value is worth more than all the money in the world. Did you get that? Say it with me. There is nothing more incredible than a good woman. Her true value is worth more than all the money in the world. I like my translation. Amen? Come on. Let's talk about that. A woman is God's special creation. A woman is God's special creation. And guys, I want you to know something. And ladies, I looked at this totally different. Probably because of my own struggle and some pain I've gone through over the last couple of years of my own life. And I've seen so many women, from my daughter to women here to friends, women friends that I have, who actually stood up and came to my rescue, came to my aid and my help to encourage me and build me. So I'm just different, guys. Do you hear me or not? I'm a different person. I stopped by the radio station the other day just to say hi to Julie, and an hour and a half later, I left. That's not the old Gary. Wouldn't have done that. I'm off. I'm boop, ba-da-bop, ba-da-beep, ba-da-bop, ba-da-beep, ba-da-bop. But I've understood more. It's good to sit down sometime and just have a long chat with a godly woman. Amen? Good stuff. A woman is God's special creation. So I've even looked at this altogether different. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. God made man out of the dust of the ground, made him in His image, actually says in our likeness, Genesis 1:26. He breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. Say it with me if you know it. And man became a living what? Soul. Amen? But God said, it's not good. You know, He's got Adam, Adam's got Him. They're talking. And listen, if man needs more than God, that's crazy, isn't it? Wow. God said, you know what? I'm sure God said, I'm enough for him. But there's something else he's missing. It's not good that he's alone. And so he says, I will make him a what? A helpmeet for him. Isn't God a good God? We get on God. We blame God for this, that, and the other. Good grief. Well, that's enough right there to praise him the rest of your life, fellas. Are you listening to me or not? Say, good gracious. I'm going to make him a helpmeet. Keep looking. And the Lord God calls to what? A deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his what? Ribs. And I knew this scripture, but I never thought of it like I did this week. And he closed up the flesh instead thereof. So he took this rib. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a what? A woman. And brought her to the man. Can you imagine him? He'd been spending time out on the farm with all the animals. And then he saw this incredible creation. This is incredible. I thought this week about the only thing that a man and woman have in common is that rib. We're that different. Amen? We are that different so often. That's good. Okay? God didn't make Adam another man, did he say? No, he made him a woman. And he made her altogether different in a lot of ways. Okay? You're fearfully and wonderfully made, ladies, by God. He could have easily breathed breath into two nostrils. He didn't do it that way. He created man, and then he created you special. Would you say that with me? I am created special. Say that with me. I am created. If you want to learn your value, you've got to start thinking like that. I am created what? One more time. I am created what? Special. By who? By God Himself. For thou hast possessed my reins. You've covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul, it knows that right well. Know that, ladies. Know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You are specially handcrafted and created by who? Himself. So I thought about this. I'd never done it before. I gave special thought in my office this week with my Bible. After talking to Dina, I let some time pass. And I just started thinking about the uniqueness and special creation of a woman. And this is what I came up with. And we'll just probably have to hit them pretty quick, Raj. We'll do our best. The true value of a what? Now, you're created special. God didn't take the man, rubber stamp, got two men. No. He said, no, I'll just take the rib, and I'm going to create her totally different. Totally special. You hearing me or not? You'll learn a lot if you just learn that, ladies. You'll learn a lot if you just stop right there and just learn that. That's how special you are. How different you are. You don't have to be like a man. God doesn't want you to be. He wants you to be you. You listening to me, yes or no? He wants you to be you. Because you are fearfully and wonderfully what? Made. But so often we don't understand our value as men and women. Today our focus is on women. A woman's fearfully and wonderfully created. And here's some thoughts that I came up with. Here we go. Say it with me. Number one, she is a nurturer. Come on and help me. She's a nurturer. She's a nurturer. That word nurturer means she's a caregiver. She raises up kids. She brings up kids. That word nurture, she feeds, she loves. That's an idea of a woman. She nurtures. That's part of God's special creation. Do y'all hear me or not? This is part of who you are. This is a gift from God. When you're doing this, this is God working through you. You're fulfilling exactly who He made you to be. This is your purpose. This is incredible. This is your value. Listen, she carries her child inside her. She births her child. She feeds her child. She loves her child. She rears her child. She cares so much for her what? Child. And wait a minute, we're not done. Keep going. She does that for all her children. Okay, not just one. She's got several. She does it for all of them. She's a nurturer. Her nurturing spirit extends to her who? Husband. Yeah. That's part of God's creation. Adam, I'm going to make you somebody so special for you. Not only is she going to do that with the kids and everything, it's going to extend to you as well. Wow. We're blessed, aren't we? Say, come on. To her family, to her what? And even to other who? She is a what? And I don't want to be ugly. If you, sir, are an elementary school teacher, I'm proud of you. God bless you. But I bet you it's the high percentile, must be 95% at least, of women are elementary school teachers. Would you say that's the truth, yes or no? You know why? Because they are, by nature, nurturers. Is that true, yes or no? Okay? Absolutely. Okay? Thank God for women caring for other kids. I loved to play ball. I played all kinds of sports, but I loved to play baseball. If it wouldn't have been for a lady named Mrs. Aiken, because my mother worked at the barbecue restaurant every day till about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Practice started 3 o'clock. I didn't have a ride to practice, and we didn't have anything anyway. But a lady I didn't even know named Mrs. Aiken said, I'll take you to practice because I'm taking Kevin, but it was really still out of her way to come and get me. But she took me to practice. And she did that all the time. And I learned to play baseball. I learned to be able to do that because there was a woman named Mrs. Aiken who was a what? She was a nurturer. She cared for not just Kevin, but she cared, and not just for Ken, her other boy, but she cared for a kid named Gary. Amen? Years later, I became a Christian. I became a pastor, started preaching. Go back home. I preached at that old home church. One time I came back in, and who is not there at that church but Mrs. Aiken? Mrs. Aiken from when I was a little boy. She had become a Christian, a follower of Christ. She was a good woman way back then before she even knew Jesus. Amen? But she'd become a follower of Christ. Every year I'd go home and I'd preach at that little old country church in Rockingham, and Miss Aiken would have me a red velvet cake. And she would get the plates at yard sales. So I could always, because she knew I'd be traveling back home to Florida, so I could always take the plate with me. A nurturer. That's a woman. We honor you today. Do you hear? I got to fly. I could do this all day. A woman is a nurturer because she's special. She's fearfully and wonderfully what? Made. Proverbs 31, she rises while it's yet night. She gives meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She looks well to the ways of her house and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Amen? Did you get the first one? We might not make it. We'll do the best we can. Here we go. I'm really talking too much. Number two, she is what? This is my message. If you want to get mad at anybody, get mad at me. She's emotional. And that's a gift from God. The fact that you've been created with the emotion. This is me writing. Physiologically, God created women to carry and bear children. And with that special ability, there's a unique blend, say it with me, of hormones and that God Himself designed as good and necessary for the woman. Okay? You are created different than us. God didn't take a rubber stamp and say, Adam, here's another Adam. No. He made you unique. Made you able to bear kids. Along with that comes a whole different makeup of who you are. And that should be celebrated, not just by you, but by us. Let's thank God for it. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on. Gotta fly, but here's some thoughts. Tenderhearted comes from that. Sweetness, kindness. How about this one? Sensitive. We're quick to say, well, you're just so sensitive. Hey, we all get a little too sensitive sometimes, probably. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing, that sensitive spirit and nature. Caring. How about one? Intuitive. Mamas can just know stuff. I don't know how they know. Somehow mama knew I was smoking. She knew it somehow. And then dumb me just slipped up one day and left it in my jean pocket. Of course, David Fields was right next to me. And she's like, well, you got, because I knew mama would kill me. I said, it's David's. And swore I'd beat the tar out of him if he didn't accept it. I'm a bad person. Amen? Amen? But anyway, how does mama know stuff? I don't know it. It's called that intuitive nature. Are you listening or not? You agree with that? Yes or no? Yeah, you better. Happy. Yeah, but sad. Aggressive can be. But at the same time, you know the real aggressive ones because they're laughing out loud now. And also, say it with me, gentle. We could go on all day. The emotional makeup of a woman should be celebrated, not criticized. Say that with me. The emotional makeup of a woman should be celebrated, not criticized. And sometimes, I know y'all know this, but it's good for us to take notice and just remember, because God created women special that way, to be able to bear children, the hormonal makeup, the chemistry makeup. It's not easy sometimes. But that's okay. Love your woman, fella. You listening to me? Love her through all that. You hearing me? Yes or no? It's a beautiful thing. It's part of who she is. And by the way, Jack, you wouldn't be here if a woman didn't suffer through some of this stuff. Are you hearing me say? Yes or no? Amen. It's hard for us to think like that sometimes. Listen, emotionally, you name it, a woman's what? Oh, they got it. All the emotions of a rainbow. But it's okay. It's who you are. Amen. Praise the Lord. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. Got to keep flying. The true value of a woman. We've got like 5 minutes left. We're going to fly. I ain't yet. She's industrious. Say that with me. She's what? Now, she's a nurturer. She is emotional. She is what? Let's look real quick. She works. So she seeks wool and flax and works willing with her hands. She shops. She's like the merchant ships and brings her food from afar. She cooks. She rises while it's yet night and gives meat to her house and a portion to her maidens. She spins. Wait a minute. And she knows how to do it what? Well! Come on, ladies, you ought to clap for the preacher. Listen, she considers a field. She buys it with the fruit of her hands. She plants a vineyard. Listen, guys, there are so many women in America, especially in rural America, and around our planet, around the world, they've never heard of Dillard's or Macy's. They don't know anything about these places. You understand? They get up, they work, they have very little, very, very little, and they make it go a long way. I believe that's part of a woman. I believe that personally. Industrious. She works some more. I'm just reading Proverbs 31. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes out by, not by what? Night. Works late night. She makes stuff. This is just me in my office. I'm thinking about it. As I'm reading Proverbs 31, she lays her hand to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. Here's just a little bit of knowledge for you today. When fellas watch a football game, guess what we actually do? We watch the football game. And here's how good we are. At the same time watching the football game, we can possibly drink something and eat chips at the same time. Okay? Here's a woman, though. And I've experienced it over and over and over my life. And that is, here, watching a show or something, and they're folding clothes. You listening or not? Folding. Oh, they're getting the stuff off to eat. You understand? And we're going like, shh, hush, 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 game's on. This is the true story of the guy's say. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Are you doing this? A woman's work is never what? Well, where'd that come from? See how well we know this? Well, we need to know it. And need to know that you're made that way. You're not being picked on. You're gifted. Say, I'm gifted. I am. And I am special. I am what? Special. I'm able to do it. Now, we're going to talk about the man later. He's got all kinds of things he does, too. We're going to talk about that later. But right now, we're talking the true value of a woman. She's industrious. She helps people. This is all from Proverbs 31. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches her hands to the needy. Mrs. Aiken helping Gary. See? That's what that's all about. She shovels snow. She's not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed in scarlet. I showed that to Alex, this little message I was putting together. And he said, yeah, and she mows grass, too. Come on. Come on, keep going. She makes herself, even though she's so industrious, she's doing all this, she makes herself what? Look good. And I fuss about it. Aren't you done yet? Come on. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She takes time to make herself look good. This is a woman. She's industrious. She's incredible. Listen. Man, a good woman. Come on. A real good woman, man, her true value, man, is worth more than all the money in the world. Amen? Say. Oh, and by the way, I thought I'd throw this in here. She loves her husband. And I'll let you fill in the blank what that means. After all that she does, she still has time to love on her husband. This is a pretty incredible thing. A woman, are y'all listening or not? Her husband's known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Yeah, he's known all right because that grin on his face. Excuse me. Spell my name right. Y'all listening? This is a woman, the gift of a woman. She's incredible. And then, by the way, I'm reading Proverbs 31, and she works some what? She makes herself fine linen. She sells it. She delivers girdles into some. Here's the cool thing. God, with special care and design, He created woman to do all that and a whole lot what?
More.
How many women in this room, you work, you actually have a paycheck, you work somewhere else, you bring home some kind of funds to the family? They also do that. And all that. Aren't you glad God took that real thing? Say, I'm really late, Raj. There's nothing more incredible than a good woman. Her true value is worth more than what? And I'm going to finish the last three without you. If you want to put the main point, you can, but that's it. I got three more to go. And if I mess up, you tell me. What's this one? Let's stop right there. She's surrendering. That's my word. The Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your husband. It says that. Okay? Here's where I think the church has gone wrong. You name right on this one, too. You ladies don't need me to come down on you and tell you to submit to your husband. You have it inside of you. And you do it. And you have a surrendering spirit because God has given you that. He's gifted you that way. And you're blessed to be able to have that surrendering spirit. I thought of it this week. How many companies, how many places around this country, the secretary is a what? Woman. Is the secretary, is the woman a secretary because she's second place and she's no good and she can't rise up? Absolutely not. It's because of that incredible spirit she has to surrender, to even to put herself under authority. How many women who are secretaries in this country run the company? People don't know it, but they run the company. Say. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, you want to know the answer? Go ask that. Oh, I don't know. You better go check with Dina. And Dr. Lindo from the radio station, he's the president and CEO. That's a big fancy title. And he's the first one nodding his head. Go ask Julie. Are you listening? That spirit has been gifted to you by God. I thank God for that. You listening? And we could talk a lot about that. Next one, she is strong. I'm late. She's strong. I had a little quote there. What is it? Pop it up. There's a quote. The things I've personally seen in my years as a pastor and counseling couples and women, the things I've seen personally through ministry and personal life, I've seen these women endure incredible things, has convinced me that there's nothing stronger than a who? A woman! Come on, praise the Lord, guys! I don't know if you get it. We didn't term the phrase dead mom. It's dead beat what? That's not the case in every situation, I know that. But by and large on our planet today, women do not abandon their children. It's unnatural. I look at Rod. He taught with men, I gotta quit. But Roger's mom, dad was a pastor. Is that okay? When he was a little boy with brothers and sisters, his dad was unfaithful to his mother. And the marriage broke down. And so, there went dad. But Miss Pat stayed right with that family. Raised those kids. Did without. That's why I'm proud to say his mama heads the nursery at Fellow Church in Inglewood, Florida. That's the kind of woman I want. Oh, and by the way, still runs a dental office throughout the week. Oh, by the way, yeah. Amen? Praise the Lord. Come on. Last thing. I waited too long today. Ooh, they're in the parking lot. She is what? Beautiful. I got a quote. God in His infinite wisdom and creativity really did something special with that rib. Made it all curve nice. Here's the last quote. You can remember this from me this week. A woman is prettier than a man all day long. All right? And all day long, right there. All day long. And sir, I'm sorry if you're pretty as a woman, I'm worried about you. You don't need to be. You hear me? Yes or no? You don't need to be. Amen. Praise God. Let's thank God for the women in our lives. Praise the Lord. Quick word this morning. Here we go. Stand up. We gotta go. We gotta.